Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome, welcome. It is October 28th, 2012. Thank you for being here and listening to this short show. This is a bonus show all about Mercury retrograde. And I'm going to talk about some of the myths of this energy and how you can start to reframe it and think of it in more powerful ways. I am Molly McCord. I am the host of ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is my website where I share a lot of astrology updates. I just posted one about the October 29th full moon, if you want to check that out. And my next show on Wednesday, October 31st, is going to be all about conscious astrology and understanding your astrological sign in a new and different way. So I invite you to listen to that show, too, if it's of interest. So for today's short episode, I want to focus on Mercury retrograde, and how we can think of it differently. Because there's some really important details about Mercury retrograde that tend to get overlooked. Now, this is a known phenomenon. People who don't know a lot about astrology probably have heard of Mercury retrograde, probably know what it is, or that it has something to do with things going wrong, or travel delays, communication mishaps, electronic devices breaking down, errors in communication, you know, don't sign documents. All of these understandings are not, shall we say, wrong. I'm not going to say they're invalid. But the reason why they exist is because we have collectively agreed that this is the definition of Mercury retrograde. We have said, okay, in our mass consciousness, and actually in our mass unconsciousness, we have decided that Mercury retrograde means all these things going quote-unquote wrong, and there being delays and all these mishaps. Now, excuse me, we need to take responsibility for this collective understanding of Mercury retrograde because we created it. Now, that doesn't mean that you personally feel that you created it, but when we agree to this definition, we are perpetuating that understanding. And what I want to do is offer you a new way to look at this energy so that you don't feel that you have to only believe in one potential definition. Okay? So let's start with some basics. Mercury is one of the fastest moving planets. It is ruled by Gemini. It is about communications. It is about our mental activities. It's about our neighborhood and connecting with people, ideas. It involves short-distance travel. It involves the neighborhood. Because it's connected to our thought patterns, it involves communication styles, which includes what we say to each other through email, through websites, through conversations. So it rules a lot of different areas of our daily life. And so we associate all of these areas of our life with Mercury. And when Mercury is in retrograde, the basic understanding is that these areas of our life can be subject to certain delays, mishaps, misunderstandings, etc. Now, there's something really important to know about astrology. This does not just pertain to Mercury, it pertains to every planet. Every planet, except for the Sun and the Moon, go into retrograde phase at some point. In fact, it's very rare when there are not planets in retrograde. Right now, I believe there are at least 4 planets in retrograde. And so retrograde is not uncommon. It doesn't mean everything goes crazy and goes off the chains and we can't get it back on the tracks. But the one thing about retrograde that's fascinating is that it is an illusion. Retrograde is an illusion from our perspective here on Earth. A planet does not actually go in reverse, which is what retrograde means. It does not actually turn around and start to go backwards. It's just our perception on Earth that we have that experience. I find this to be the most fascinating thing about retrograde, is that it's not real. It's just real from our perception on Earth, where we're standing. And because of where we are in the solar system and the galaxy, this is why we have arrived at this definition and this understanding even that planets go in reverse, when in fact they do not. So that is a really important point, is that retrograde does not really happen. Planets do not really go in reverse. So then it begs the question, why do we interpret that? Well, it has to do with how the Earth turns and how it is on its axis and all the wobble, right, that the Earth experiences and how our perspective changes. Now, let's take it forward to the fact that we have created an understanding of retrograde for a reason. And that doesn't mean we did it intentionally or we knew what the reason was. But there's something about retrograde that gives us information and it has some value. Every planet, like I said, will experience this. And so we have come to associate retrograde with words. Let's start with RE, review, revise, reconsider. I also like to think of it as relax and remind yourself of what's important. Words that start with RE are good ways to tap into this phenomenon and illusion of retrograde. And we have created it. And we have tapped into these understandings of retrograde because they serve us in some way. So let's take a look at Mercury retrograde. Now, this happens usually 3 times a year, sometimes 4 times a year. It just depends on what the astrological calendar is for that calendar year. And we are in our last retrograde experience of 2012. This will happen November 6th through November 26th. And this is when we will have the perception, the collective perception and understanding that Mercury is moving in reverse. So let's put some of these pieces together. Mercury ruling the mind, okay? Retrograde ruling review. And Mercury ruling our daily environment and our mental processes and our communication. Now, when we see the planet go in retrograde, when we perceive it, I should say, go retrograde, there's a reason why. It's because we're looking to slow down our mind. We're looking to slow down the ego mind's activity in our daily lives and how it rules us and how it dominates us. And we're given an opportunity to look at what really is working for me in this situation, or what really is connecting with my energy, my needs, who I am right now. Mercury rules, like I said, the ego mind, our human self, our communication styles. And there is another planet that rules our higher mind, and that is Uranus. So let's look at Uranus, because Uranus is a planet where we connect with the higher conscious energy. It has this ability to take us beyond our immediate world. It's farther out in the solar system. It has electricity and spice to it. It's about individual energy. It's about being yourself in the world. It's associated with authenticity. So if Mercury is about our everyday activities, our everyday mind, how we deal with communications, how we interact with people, Uranus is the higher perspective of all of that. With Mercury retrograde, we have the opportunity to rest our unconscious thought patterns, to reconsider how we're looking at things, to let something go, to release parts of our ego mind's activity that is no longer serving us for the higher good. And we have an opportunity with Mercury retrograde to tap into our higher self mind, our higher connection, our higher conscious understanding of how we are bigger and more expanded than our everyday ego mind's activities might allow us to believe at times. Okay, so basically what I'm saying is that with Mercury, we're caught up in our daily lives and our daily world, and we have our thought patterns and how we communicate, but we always are connected to a broader and bigger understanding, and that cosmic consciousness, I see it as it opens up to connect to us with when we initiate it, when we say, I want something bigger to understand my life with, we open up to that energy more when Mercury is retrograde, because we're basically saying, let's give our ego human minds a little bit of a break here. Let's allow it to relax. It's been going really fast and really strong. Mercury is actually associated with being a sprinter, the messenger. And let's give that sprinter a little bit of a respite, so that we can connect with higher consciousness and work with the bigger energies that are beyond the human perspective. When I think of Mercury retrograde, I don't think it means I have to experience travel delays at the airport, or that my computer is going to crash, or that something's going to go wrong, or there's going to be misunderstandings with people. That's not what I believe. And because of that, I usually don't experience that at all. In fact, Mercury retrogrades are a time when I find I can look at what I've been doing. I can relax a little more. I don't have to have the same go, go, go. I can connect to the bigger cosmic energy more easily, more effortlessly, because my ego mind isn't as involved. It's as if I give it that 3-week break. Mercury retrograde is usually about 20 to 25 days long. That's why it'll be about 3 weeks throughout November. So what you can do is allow yourself time to rest your mind. Now, this is easier said than done. Of course, you have to-do lists. We're preparing for the holidays. There's a lot going on. It's not to say that you don't have to think about anything. But what you can do during Mercury retrograde is that you have the increased ability to relax your ego mind's need to control or to get things done or to have it figured out, to answer the hows. You can release that. You can give yourself a break from maybe the mental puzzles, if you will, and allow yourself to tap into cosmic consciousness more effortlessly and more easily by opening up that doorway. I see it as like the crown chakra and the sixth chakra, even the fifth chakra. They all have these abilities to expand during Mercury retrograde because you're not so locked into them working so much. It's as if you give that energy a break and you're allowing yourself to remember your divinity and your spiritual connections in new and higher ways. Now, I find that with astrology, it's really important to know there are always choices. We can't predict everything. I don't see it as a predictive tool. I see it as a way to tap into cosmic wisdom, as a way to remind yourself of how powerful you are, of what you came here to do, your soul purpose, your gifts, your opportunities, all of this good stuff. I see it as an empowerment tool. And so when a planet goes retrograde, we're not supposed to be disempowered. That doesn't make any sense. Like, it's not like all of a sudden you're empowered and then we're just going to take it away for 3 weeks or take it away while Pluto's retrograde. That doesn't even logically make sense to me, and nor does it energetically feel good. So once a planet is retrograde, it's still about making you feel empowered and knowing that you're still able to choose what you want to experience with that energy. November 6th is when Mercury will be perceived as going backwards, and it's going to be at 4 degrees of Sagittarius, okay? That's when it's going to be slowing down and at that stopping point. And if you have a planet or a point in your astrological chart of 4 degrees of Sagittarius that is strong in your chart, you'll feel it in your thought processes because Mercury, as we said, does rule thought, communication. So if it's 4 degrees of Sagittarius, Virgo, Pisces, or, oh my gosh, I just forgot. Gemini. Oh, that's really funny. I just forgot Gemini because Gemini is the star of the show. 4 degrees of any of those astrological signs or planets, this will be working with you the most. If you have 4 degrees of Leo or Aries, it'll also be working with you as well, but in a different way. And so Mercury is going to station at 4 degrees and move, perceived to move backwards to 18 degrees of Scorpio. And then that will be on November 26th, and then it will go into what we call a station direct, where it will then start to move forward again based on our perception here on Earth. Remember, Mercury retrograde is an illusion. It doesn't really happen. It doesn't really exist. The planet does not really go in reverse. And I find that is so pivotal, and it's fascinating to me to look back through the history of astrology and how much we have put into the illusions of planets going in reverse. And part of it I understand, you know, and I get why. It's because we need to give ourselves a break. We need to review and go into our internal worlds for information. That's really the meaning of it. But at the same time, it's taken its toll on making people feel disempowered and creating chaos and going into all these lesser fear-based perceptions. And that's what I want to turn around. So that's why I'm offering this perception to you, is so that you can choose what really works for you. What do you really want to experience during this time of perceived illusion? So with Mercury being in Sagittarius, this is about looking at our bigger beliefs, okay? It's about what's beyond our immediate environment. It's looking at philosophies, spirituality, religion, belief systems, higher education. This is also about long distance travel and other cultures, foreign lands, publishing. It's all of these areas of life that are beyond our environment, you know, our immediate environment, take us farther out into the world to explore. It's a very adventurous sign. It has a fearlessness to it. It also has a restlessness. Can be flighty. So with Mercury and Sagittarius, we're looking at our bigger understanding of these concepts. And as it goes into reverse, we're being given the opportunity to tap into broader understandings. What have we held on to self-righteously? Where have we judged as right or wrong, good or bad? Where have we said, my truth is the only truth? These are all themes of Mercury and Sagittarius. And as it goes retrograde, we're being given an opportunity to, if you choose, to release and relax some of these understandings that you've grasped onto. You know, not hold it so tightly, to just be a little looser so that you can open up to a bigger cosmic conscious understanding. Then Mercury is going to move back into Scorpio. And it's going to cross over the North Node, which is right now in Scorpio. It's going to trigger some more of the Sun in Scorpio energy. And all of the Scorpio energy is about transformation, transforming into more powerful versions of ourselves, taking what is unconscious and bringing it to the conscious, taking what is in the dark and bringing it to the light. Scorpio wants to get to authenticity and truth. Scorpio will razor through a mess and get to the heart of something. It's like that razor sharp vision. Now, this is not always the experience of Scorpio energy. It can be quite, it can at times be quite dirty and murky and be power struggles and deal with like the underbelly of the human experience. It could be about those darker energies and things that are there that don't want to be exposed to light. There are some parts of ourselves that maybe don't want to be fully exposed, that don't want to be shared. Scorpio energy wants to get to the deeper things in our psyche. And with Mercury in Scorpio, we want to talk about it, and we want to share, and we want to maybe reveal some secrets or talk about some things that happened to us that we've kept hidden. You know, or at least if we don't want to talk about it yet, we're thinking about it in new ways. So look at areas of your life, the themes that are coming up, where something's being revealed to you, and it depends what part of your chart this energy is moving through. But what is being revealed to you, and you can look at it a little differently and dig in there and go deeper. And this is where some of our lower vibrating emotions reside. This is where guilt, shame, judgment, sexuality, like anything around these parts of our human experience that we want to keep hidden. You know, they lurk in these shadows, and we might be ready to grasp one of them by the hand and bring them a little more towards the light. Or at least they're in our mental energy more. Now, remember, it's about feeling empowered with this stuff. You know, it's not about dealing with certain emotions and feeling bad about it, although that's okay to feel that way, but you want to take that energy forward, and you want to go to a place where you feel empowered. So, with Mercury and Scorpio, we're saying, okay, maybe I have had the secret or these ideas or this longing for something that I have not felt empowered about before. Well, now I want to transform it, and I want to feel empowered about this experience, and you want to take it and share it with someone you trust and with friendships and with friends where they get it and you can reveal this intimate side of yourself. Or maybe you take it to a partner or share it in another close relationship. Scorpio wants to connect. It wants to have those deeper connections there, okay? And so there's going to be a part of the collective that will also be wanting to reveal secrets and share deeper truths. Mercury will be in Scorpio for a much longer period than it normally is. So there's going to be a process here where maybe nothing happens for a bit. It's kind of like a hush falls over the crowd. And then all of a sudden, we're receiving new insights about people and their secret world. And this is what Mercury in Scorpio wants to do. It wants to get to the heart of things. So, again, this is a time when you're able to find out more about yourself, connect to who you really are in these deeper, more intimate ways. It's perfect work for self-transformation, for following your interests in metaphysics, for astrology, for spirituality. Look at what areas you're drawn to, what wisdom tools are out there that help you tap into yourself better. And then know that as you are doing this, you're also connected energetically to everyone else around the globe who is also doing this. And it could be that most people are doing this in secret. You know, nowadays, all we have to do is go on the internet to look for something. You don't have to go in public. You don't have to go to a bookstore. You don't have to go to the library where someone can see maybe what book you're looking at. Nowadays, everything's online. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. No one ever knows what you're doing, right? I mean, that's the truth for all of us. No one Who else really knows everything that you Google or that you look up? And so what's happening is that more and more of us are doing these transformational things on our own timeline, in our own ways, and it's hidden. You know, it's something that we keep private. Well, there may come a time later on in November when you want to share it. And that's when you want to go to people you trust and to safe relationships where you can do that and where you can be more authentically you. I know I just said that wrong. You can be more authentic. You can be more authentic. So please know that that's one of the main themes here. And I just want to reiterate that, you know, Mercury retrograde, because we've had such a misunderstanding around the energy, I see this as we have such an incredible opportunity to work with this energy in higher, more empowering ways. And as I described earlier in this short little show, it's a choice, and there are many ways to do that. And depending on how you naturally work with the energy of the planet or the signs will also show more about how you work with this energy in general. If you have a lot of Gemini, third house, or Mercury energy in your chart, there's a part of you that is probably very strongly affected whenever Mercury retrograde happens. And so I also see it as you have the opportunity for even greater, make an even bigger energetic impact because this is your natural energy. So please consider what feels best for you. And know that together we are individually and collectively changing this dynamic. You know, I see spiritual leaders and people that I've followed for a while send out these SOS emails. Okay, Mercury retrograde is starting. Don't do anything. Don't sign anything. And part of me, all of a sudden, I think you talk every day about self-empowerment. And then as soon as this illusion occurs, it's completely disempowering. And I feel like we have an opportunity here to change this understanding around. To understand that Mercury retrograde is an opportunity to lower our dependency on our ego mind, thought activity, to connect to cosmic consciousness, to elevate our minds and our perspective to a higher place, to call in greater trust, to give ourselves a break, to relax a bit more, to release expectations, to release attachments. There's a lot of beauty in Mercury retrograde. And I, for one, am obviously a strong supporter of that because I think that we need it now. You know, that we're moving beyond these limiting understandings of astrology or limiting understandings of ourselves. And so that's why it's really important to me to share this information with you and to let you know that Mercury retrograde is not to be feared. It doesn't mean everything's going wrong. It doesn't mean that something's going to fall apart. And as I mentioned, you know, I've had this experience where Mercury retrogrades have been very good for me. And at the same time, I might still experience some little snafus here and there. That's because the mass consciousness energy is still existing. So we have this coexistence of energy, but I am responsible for the energy in my field. I am responsible for my intentions. I am responsible for what I want to create in my life. This is my understanding of Mercury retrograde, and it's what I want to pass on to you, that it doesn't mean whatever, insert negative thought here. It means you have the opportunity to calm your mind, to not rely so much on external events, that you are always powerful regardless of what planetary illusion is taking place, and that there is still so much that can be that good that can come from these situations. So I hope that this understanding is insightful. Please email me if you have any more questions. I'm so happy to address them. You can find me at consciouscoolchic.com. And thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad that your energy was here for this show. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful November. Thank you.